From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A new U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire continues to hold, for the most part, in Syria, with no fatalities reported in the first 24 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
So we have seen some reports of sporadic violence, but thus far, the arrangement as a whole seems to be holding, and the violence is lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said a relief convoy is ready to move on to the embattled city of Aleppo.
WFP, which is the main logistical and organization linked to the convoys, is ready with 20 trucks. They are loaded and ready.
If the truce holds for a week, the U.S. and Russia will establish a joint integration command to coordinate airstrikes against jihadist groups not covered by the truce. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan is commander of U.S. Air Force's Central Command.
The important key to remember right now is we will continue to do prudent planning with respect to any implementation, but the reality is we have to get through six more days of the Russians and the regime doing the right thing.
It is hoped the deal will last long enough to permit resumption of talks on the country's political future. For the first time since it plunged into chaos in 1991, Somalia hosted a regional summit of African heads of state Tuesday. Somalia's foreign minister said it symbolizes his country's reconstruction. They discussed the country's upcoming parliamentary and presidential elections. Amina Mohammed is Kenya's foreign affairs secretary.
It welcomed the federal government of Somalia's commitment to a credible, transparent, inclusive electoral mechanism towards a peaceful and democratic transition.
The regional leaders also discussed tensions in South Sudan, where factional fighting erupted in July. This is VOA News. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres' condition is now listed as stable but serious. He's in a medically induced coma after suffering a stroke Tuesday. Dr. Itzhak Kreis is director of the Sheba Medical Center.
Mr. Shimon Peres suffered from a major stroke with a component of bleeding. He is now sedated and on a respirator, and we are with a close and continuous contact and evaluation on his state.
The 93-year-old Perez, hospitalized with a heart ailment in January, served in nearly every major public office in Israel and was co-recipient of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize for helping negotiate the Oslo Peace Accords with the Palestinians. U.S. officials say the United States will sign a record 10-year, $38 billion security assistance deal with Israel Wednesday, the largest of its kind ever. The current agreement expires in 2018. Israel had sought more funding, and the negotiations took 10 months to complete. The so-called Memorandum of Agreement, which must be approved by Congress, calls for nearly $4 billion in annual aid, for the first time, includes $500 million each year for Israeli missile defense. The UN Tuesday said yellow fever in Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo has been brought under control following a mass vaccination campaign. Sylvia Briand heads infectious hazard management for the World Health Organization.
One good news is that these outbreaks are under control now. We haven't had any new cases in Angola since 23rd June. And since 12 July in DRC.
She cautioned further outbreaks in Africa cannot be ruled out, including parts of Congo that had not been vaccinated recently. The entire population of the DRC capital, Kinshasa, was vaccinated in 10 days. Three Ukrainian soldiers were killed Tuesday in fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine ahead of a new peace effort by Germany and France. A truce went into effect September 1st that appeared to hold until a recent uptick in fighting. German and French foreign ministers hope to shore up the truce and pave the way for a political process to end the 29-month conflict that has killed thousands. President Obama Wednesday hosts Myanmar State Councilor and de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is expected to seek further easing of sanctions in the Southeast Asian nation as it transitions from democracy following decades of military rule. It's her first visit to the White House since her National League for Democracy won November's election. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is expected to resume campaigning Thursday after recovering from pneumonia. President Obama stood in for her at a rally in Philadelphia. Clinton canceled several events after falling ill Sunday during the 15th anniversary observance of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.